Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Yes, it is 63863.
All right, to make sure I heard you correctly, that was 63863?
Correct.
All right, thank you. One second, please. May I ask your name, ma'am?
Yes, it'll be under Wilma Good. I'm calling about Melvin Good. We had an unauthorized charge on our account.
Yes,
for $59.89.
Got you. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
Absolutely.
They were under Melvin's name.
Yes. 703 North Madison Street. And that is in Malden, Missouri.
All right, thank you. One second, please. All right, ma'am. I do thank you for the verification of your address, ma'am.
Yes.
And this was going on.
Do what? I'm sorry.
All right. Oh. I just wanted to let you know what was going on.
Okay.
All right. It's due to the Makita. When your husband was trying to win that Makita, and I want you to know this account is canceled already, ma'am. So I'm trying to explain to you what the charges were. But when he entered in for that Makita, it stated in the terms and conditions that the account would be billed for other subscriptions, and that what was billed to the account, that subscription for a meal plan app that came through to the email, and it's an app that focuses on real food to boost energy.
Okay,
cuts
so the Makita, like the tool Makita?
Yes, ma'am. The drill. Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Okay. And what's the email address that he signed up with?
Goldwinger77@yahoo.com.
Goldwinger? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so we can't get the $59.89 refunded back.
Give me one second. I'll look and see.
Okay. Yeah, the terms and conditions will get you every time. For sure.
Yes, ma'am. We got to make sure we read them. I'm still paying Netflix. I don't know where the account is coming from my TV or my phone. I want to let you know this. When I think if you guys are disputing these charges, you would have to call back with the bank on the line, ma'am.
I am the bank. I am on the other line. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm seeing it here, and it's in presentments for the $59.89. So,
I'm sorry, ma'am.
And that's why I didn't know if you guys, and I can give you, I know what account I have, the debit card that was used, but didn't know if you can refund that account back.
Give me one second.
Or half of the amount.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. I'll speak with my supervisor because it is a membership fee, but I'll speak with her real quick.
Okay.
And see, yes, ma'am. Give me one second, please.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, I do thank you for holding.
Yes.
I was able to go in, and we can get you a 50% refund on that $59.89.
Okay.
And put it in. Yes, ma'am, put it in her account, and I'll give you that cancellation code, and it will verify that she called in today, had the account canceled and refunded.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am, give me one second, please. And you said that you were on the bank?
Yes. I'm with First Missouri Bank of SEMO.
Understood. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And so right now it hasn't hard posted to the account, so you'll
Mm-hmm.
just re it'll hard post of the 59.89, then you'll refund it today of the 50% of that, correct? Is
Yes,
that how
ma'am.
you'll do it? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I get it back to the account as soon as possible. Give me one second, please. And like I stated, I get that information to her email account also.
Okay.
But she'll see what that refund amount was for, and she'll have this cancellation code also.
Okay, perfect.
No problem. And I got $29.95 refunded to the account.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, ma'am. I'm just waiting on that cancellation code to generate. All right, ma'am. All right, I got that cancellation code ready for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 920-582-5330.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
No problem, ma'am. And I'm
All
getting this
right.
information sent to her email, and I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a good
All
day.
right. You too.
All
Bye-bye.
right, thank you. All right, ma'am.